This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki addresses 61st Human Rights Council, reaffirms Nepal's commitment to advancing human rights through policy and institutional measures. More than 1,200 candidates and 9 political parties open separate bank accounts for House of Representatives election. Nepal Police establishes AI cell to monitor digital threats. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to visit India, Australia and Japan this week to strengthen trade ties. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has reaffirmed Nepal's strong commitment to advancing human rights through policy, legal and institutional measures. Addressing the high-level segment of the 61st session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva via video message, the Prime Minister highlighted constitutional guarantees and Nepal's resolve to protect all human rights and fundamental freedoms.
Nepal is committed to protect and promote human rights. Our journey to democracy and freedom is a testimony to our consistent effort to ensure human rights. We have taken several measures, policy, legal, and institutional, to reflect our commitment in practice. Now our priority is to institutionalize human rights and make it a culture. A culture that respects each other and ensures human dignity and equality. A culture that makes state responsible for protecting human rights and fundamental freedoms. And a culture that fosters decent living without compromising basic needs and services.
According to the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations, the Prime Minister said Nepal remains committed to the principles of the United Nations Charter and reaffirms the government's resolve to conclude the transitional justice process in a transparent, inclusive and victim-centric manner. Recalling the Gen Z movement, Prime Minister Kharki said the current government's mandate is to ensure accountability, curb corruption and deliver good governance. She also informed the session about preparations for free and fair House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. The Election Commission has said 1,213 candidates and 9 political parties have so far opened separate bank accounts to manage election expenses for the House of Representatives elections. Assistant spokesperson Kul Bahadur Jise said parties that have opened accounts include the Nepali Congress, Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, Nepali Communist Party, Janamat Samajwadi, Janata Samajwadi Party rather, and several others. The commission has made it mandatory for candidates and parties to operate separate bank accounts for election-related transactions to ensure transparency. It warned that failure to comply would invite action. The commission said the measure would help effective monitoring of election spending and better implementation of the election code of conduct. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has urged all stakeholders to strictly follow the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission said it has received complaints about violations of the code and reminded that it applies to all government at all levels, public institutions, political parties, candidates, media, security bodies, and election observers. Finance Minister Ramesh Kanal has stressed the need for coordinated efforts among all stakeholders to effectively control revenue leakages. Speaking at a high-level meeting of the Central Revenue Leakages Control Committee at the Nepal Police Headquarters yesterday, Finance Minister Kanal called for effective implementation of systemic reform measures to minimize leakages and boost revenue collection. He urged all state agencies to carry out their responsibilities within their jurisdictions. The Nepal Police has established an AI and Advanced Analytics Cell, or AI Cell, at its headquarters to tackle security threats from the misuse of digital technology. The AI Cell will monitor disinformation on social media, manage online content, and support security management using technical tools. Data from CCTV cameras in sensitive areas will be collected and analyzed to identify trends. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel inaugurated the AI cell yesterday, urging police officials to regulate fake news, especially related to elections, and strictly enforce the election code of conduct. He said the AI cell would help prevent untoward activities through social platforms. You are listening to Radio Nepal's Stooping English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is traveling this week to India, Australia and Japan to boost trade relations and reduce Canada's economic dependence on the US. According to the BBC, Leader Carney will start in India on Thursday, meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi before heading to Australia to meet Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and address Australia's Parliament, the first Canadian Prime Minister to do so in nearly 20 years. The trip will conclude in Tokyo with a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. The visit aims to repair Canada-India relations, strained after former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused New Delhi of a 2023 assassination on Canadian soil. Carney previously invited Modi to the 2025 G7 summit in Alberta to rebuild ties. Carney's trip will focus on trade, energy, AI, defense, critical minerals, maritime security and food security amid ongoing Canada-US trade tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of imposing higher tariffs on countries that he said are playing games with recent trade deals after the U.S. Supreme Court last week blocked many of his global tariffs. Trump issued the warning as several countries reviewed their status of tariffs and trade agreements following the court ruling, which struck down most of the levies imposed last year. The European Union said on Monday it would suspend ratification of a trade deal reached over the summer. India also said it would defer talks planned to finalize a recent agreement. In a social media post, Trump cautioned countries against using the court decision as a reason to step back from trade commitments made in response to last year's tariffs. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces and partly cloudy weather in the remaining hilly regions of the country. The Himalayan regions in the country will see generally cloudy weather, while the Tarai region will remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gundaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Kurunali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharke addresses 61st Human Rights Council, reaffirms Nepal's commitment to advancing human rights through policy and institutional measures. More than 1,200 candidates and 9 political parties open separate bank accounts for House of Representatives election. Nepal Police establishes AI cell to monitor digital threats. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to visit India, Australia and Japan this week to strengthen trade ties. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.